This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey. First, the good news. Cheers for Justice Ministry officials in Afghanistan who, on July 8th, changed a controversial law under which husbands could rape their wives without fear of punishment. That law, which originally read, quote, "A woman must be ready to have sex with her husband every 4 days," unquote, has been revised to, quote, "A woman is required to do any housework that the couple agreed to at the time of the marriage." The revision also removed a condition that required women to ask their husband's permission in order to leave the house. These revisions still must be passed in Parliament. More news to cheer this week. The United Nations World Food Program, in conjunction with the Germany Development Bank, announced that they will distribute $8.4 million worth of food rations to 65,000 pregnant and lactating women in areas of Nairobi, in Kiambu, Kitui, and Kisumu in Kenya. These are the areas in Kenya where the rates of malnutrition are the highest. Also, cheering that the arranged marriage of an 11-year-old girl to a 40-year-old man in Saudi Arabia was annulled last week after pressure from child rights advocates and the intervention of Saudi Arabia's National Human Rights Society. The marriage was brought to public attention by the young girl's older siblings, two brothers, 18 and 19, and a 20-year-old sister, who claimed that their father was, quote, "adamant in his decision," unquote, to marry off the 11-year-old. Despite numerous debates over a minimum age for marriage, one has not yet been implemented in Saudi Arabia. Cheers for the Fiji Women's Crisis Center, which received $3.5 million from New Zealand aid on July 8th. This nonprofit will use the money to build a new center in the district of Rakiraki, as well as to improve services throughout the organization's branches in the cities of Suva, Nadi, and Ba. These branches respond from between 1,000 to 1,500 cases of women in crisis each year. And cheers for Marie Curie, a Polish nuclear physicist and chemist who lived from 1867 to 1934. She was voted the most influential woman in science in a poll conducted by L'Oreal and NewScientist.com. This poll, which surveyed 800 people, named the 10 most influential female scientists, following Curie, who discovered the elements polonium and radium and received two Nobel Prizes, were Rosalind Franklin and Hypatia of Alexandria. And now for the bad news. Jeers for the news that about 80 newborn girls have been forcibly taken from the Gutsu province of China since 2001 and sold to foreign adoptive parents for $3,000 each. The selling of these baby girls, according to a July 3rd report by the China Daily, is said to be the result of a policy in which farming families in China must pay fines if they have more than two children. If they cannot pay the fine, the government takes the children. It's believed that the Chinese authorities forged documents saying that the girls were orphans, sold them to foreign adopters, and split the profits between orphanages and officials. More news to jeer this week. A new Amnesty International report shows that poor and indigenous women in Peru are being denied the same health care that other women in the area receive. The mortality rate among indigenous women is higher than the traditional rate in Peru, where 240 of every 100,000 women die during childbirth. This is one of the highest rates of maternal mortality in the Americas. Jeers for the results of a study conducted by the University of Granada in Spain, which found that men who listen to sexist jokes are more accepting of violence against women. The study, which looked at 109 men ages 18 to 26, found that those who listened to sexist jokes and were then shown scenes of battered women reacted much more tolerantly towards the violence than the men who didn't hear the jokes ahead of time. Jeers for the fact that one in four pregnant women who would prefer to end their pregnancy is compelled to continue the pregnancy because of state laws restricting Medicaid funding for abortion, according to a new report by the Guttmacher Institute and Ibis Reproductive Health. Most of these women rely on Medicaid for their health care services. 32 states and the District of Columbia allow Medicaid funds to be used for an abortion only in cases of rape and incest or if a woman's life is endangered. Only 17 states have policies to use their own funds to pay for all or most medically necessary abortions. Jeers for Wimbledon event organizers who admitted that they purposely scheduled only, quote, pretty female tennis players as opposed to some top-ranked competitors on the center court at this year's 123rd Wimbledon Championship at the All England Club in London. For example, Dinara Safina and Serena Williams, the number one and number two players in the world, were placed on court two, while tall, slender, lower-ranked blonde athletes were assigned to the center court. And jeers for the way that an Egyptian woman was stabbed 18 times in a German courtroom last week. Marwa Sherbini, age 31, was attacked during a trial in which she was speaking out against Alex W., a man who called her a terrorist because she wears a headscarf. Prosecutors said Alex W. was known for having a deep hatred of Muslims. The murder of Sherbini in the courtroom, who was pregnant with her second child at the time, is being mourned throughout Egypt. Sherbini is being called the headscarf martyr. And jeers for the results of a new report by the British Medical Journal that found that one-third of all women diagnosed with breast cancer in public screening programs in Britain are being treated unnecessarily with potentially harmful treatments. The study says that in these cases, a tumor could be growing so slowly or is completely dormant, and it will not affect the patient, while the treatments received for such tumors can be harmful. Also, we note that new research shows that taking pills or other medication by the mouth to induce abortion instead of taking the medication vaginally decreases the risk of infection. This new study was conducted and paid for by Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. The study also found that antibiotics administered during the abortion process reduced the already low rate of potential deadly infections. It is still unclear how these findings will impact medical practices. These news briefs were compiled by Kayla Hutzler, an editorial intern at Women's E! News. Rita Henley-Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E! News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E! News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.